this week's team. We have more and more comments, and yeah, we do not have. We have a guest star this week. We got the movie maker over here from North Hollywood, California. We also have Juan from Van Nuys. Do you have anything to say before we get into more good comments?
Now, let me tell you something. This Dan is a funny guy. He even looks funny. No, seriously. Funny you're looking at feedback. That's right. Hey, I'm getting paid a lot of money for this job. Don't knock it. Listen to this. That's money, boy. That's pennies. Hey, it's better than what, you know, that feedback gave me. He gave me about half a cent. Now, seriously, it's great working here. The tape, I'm tripping over the tape reels as I come in, but it's nice. We got some klutzy-looking people talk. Klutzy-looking person, will you say what? Something? No, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're going to do something here.
We're going to do it.
Bro. I'll let you say something, Dan. It's your tape. Shut up. Okay,
no,
listen.
No,
seriously. Let Dan say something. This is his tape. He will feel bad if I don't let him say something. Why don't you say it? Can you shut that record off? I can't hear it.
I don't know.
You can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will you be quiet? You're giving away the secrets.
Anyhow, we're going to get in with it on the new Dual Phase.
Doing it for you.
I'd just like to leave a comment on the Bob's fudge cake that I had over at Bob's. Yeah, I just want to know, why did I only get a half a cherry? I heard from Dual Phase that you can get a whole cherry from it. And, well, there's been a comment from RG of NH.
This is ridiculous. For the past two, maybe 3 weeks, I've been calling 506-5757 and hearing that stupid PUC conference over your line. I want to hear some comments. I don't want to hear of conference that was held in some school auditorium. Thank you. I mean, 3 weeks is enough for people to listen to that. I'm sure that everybody who ever calls you would hear that by now, and that's it.
Now let me tell you something. The PU, that stinks, CE conference is a good thing because in 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks is what we've been hearing. Why do you have the nerve and audacity to put down his line when I'm going to do it right here for you? You don't have to. Quiet, Duel. I'm going to put down your line for you. No, seriously. Let me tell you something. I agree with you 100%. That was the most terrible thing I ever. Boring. Don't shut it off yet. Get Dan away from the mic thing. Hey, listen. The PU, that Stink C conference, is one of the most amazing things, and the articulus of the manufacturer is great.
Well, it's a little bit after 8:30 in the morning. Just got up a little while ago, and now I sound like Steve 24, right? No. Anyway, a little tip for all you movie buffs or anybody who enjoys movies. There's a theater located in downtown Beverly Hills, and it has got a great deal on movie prices. Now, normally, for, let's say, it costs you $4 to go and see a movie. Now, for that same $4, you can come to this theater, see two fairly recent movies. I'm sorry, see eight fairly recent movies. That's right, eight for $4. They have this deal for a double feature, 99 cents. Plus, they had an ad, which I saw in yesterday's LA Times. If you get there before June 5th, they'll even give you a Coke. It sounds really too good to be true. I haven't gone in there, but a few blocks away from my house, right now they're playing Star Trek in 1941. And when you think about it, it's a really great deal, 99 cents. And I'm planning to go see those. And for that price, I certainly can afford it. Imagine just about anyone can. And if you can't get there by car, it's right on the bus line, right on Wilshire Boulevard at Cannon Drive. Right in downtown Beverly Hills. Okay, a little tip there. This has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
Okay. Right. I hate to do this to you, but we have a comment next up. It's from the movie maker, and
what?
I thought I don't like playing guest stars' comments on tape, but.
Give me that mic. Let me tell you something. If it's one of my comments, it has to be good, okay? So just play it, and we'll find out. get that tape out of my face. Play it. Let's go. I want to hear it.
That's the dual face tape that people are... I've got 26 listeners. Oh, I don't know.
Plug that thing back in. There goes the tape.
Okay. Anyhow, it's got some interest on Star Wars, so we will play it. Sorry about this.
Making me sound like a fool. The first 45 minutes is the same old... Oh, yeah, we're talking about The Empire Strikes Back. The first 45 minutes of it is Star Wars type, okay? You think it's basically, oh, well, it's the same shoot 'em up, bang, bang type of deal. Star Wars is better than this, or just the same, but it gets very interesting. Luke and R2-D2 chum it up for most of the picture, while Han and the princess do a little chumming themselves, accompanied by a nagging C-3PO and a frustrated Chewbacca. Vader's appearances are strictly villainous, while Obi-Wan comes back with ghost-like images to speak to Luke. New characters are Yoda, this little tiny thing who has trained Jedi Knights for some 800 years. He trained Obi-Wan, but is not satisfied with his new pupil, Luke, who is constantly giving up. And Lando Calrissian, a gambler and old friend of Han Solo's, double-crosses him, only to get Han put into hibernation, okay? Getting on, later he saves the show, that's Lando, that is, and he escapes with Luke, Leia, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2. After returning to the Rebel base, he leaves Luke, Leia, and the robots behind, setting out to rescue Han aboard the Millennium Falcon, accompanied by Chewbacca. Now, I'll tell you more in 3 years, because that's when the sequel is coming out, okay? Now, this picture has more content, story, a lot of eerie things, a lot of surprises. Yes, it is true, Darth Vader is Luke's father, but there's more than that. It's very great. Supposedly 9 episodes will be shot, 2 have already been made. That makes a total of 7 more to go. Okay? And they'll be completed by the year 2000. You want to see it? Hey, Egyptian is playing it for $5.50 a ticket. It is worth it. Okay? Now, this is part 5. Star Wars is part 4. They'll continue making more in the future, but part 1, 2, and 3 will be made after the others. Okay, thank you. Anyway, this is getting boring, I could tell, because I'm asleep, so this is the movie maker saying, sleep tight.
The thing about, is Darth Vader Luke's father for real? Anybody that really knows about the sequel, what's coming up, let me know, because the movie maker doesn't for surely know.
I know! I saw the movie.
The book doesn't show it.
Who reads books nowadays, Dan? You?
I've got a caller saying that, that's coming up in the next couple comments, saying that he said it wasn't in the book.
Oh, boy. Baloney. I won't swear on this line. I'm a good boy.
This is Mark of North Hollywood, and I'll pay the first person $35 cash to tell me where I can get a brand new right rear quarter panel to a 1970 Cougar convertible. Thank you very much. Leave a comment on this line.
Oh, I'd just like to say that if you put a potato, raw potato, in your toilet bowl, we'll keep it clean, considerable clean and fresh smelling for up to 6 months. That's my comment. Thank you.
Hello, this is David North Hollywood, and I have a couple of things to say about dual phase. First of all, why the heck do you call it dual phase? I mean, is it two phases or what? And also, I think all that talk about new wave and all the other music, it's extremely boring, and, you know, big deal. New Wave is coming in, and big deal. The other rock is great and all this, and all this disco sucks, you know. Okay, maybe it does, but I think it's really boring talking about music. It reminds me of two guys talking about saying, hey, did you hear about the new album by XX? Oh, yeah, I heard that was really good. Yeah, it was. Oh, well, how about the album by YY? Oh, well, that was really good. Oh, wow, you know. I mean, really boring. So let's cut it out about the music. I mean, I know you guys like to talk about music, but why don't you just call each other up, okay? I mean, it really is a boring waste of tape. And also, about The Empire Strikes Back. What's interesting to note is that Star Wars really isn't Star Wars 1, technically. It's technically Star Wars number 4, because it's all part of a master plot by George Lucas. The idea is that the first 3 chapters are about Luke's father as a Jedi Knight, and the middle 3 trilogy is about Luke Skywalker, and then the final 3 that has nothing to do even... I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with Luke Skywalker. He's not even in them, except it's a continuation of the fight of the Jedi. And the last one of this trilogy after The Empire Strikes Back is The Revenge of Jedi, which, you know, and that ends the little struggle between Darth Vader and his possible son, Luke, even though I don't think he is his son. That's kind of melodramatic and stupid. So anyway, this is David of North Hollywood, and, well, I guess I'll just say goodbye to Dear Faith. Goodbye.
Oh, from Northridge. I would like to reply about the comment a Mrs. B from L.A. left about Proposition 9. First, I could tell that Mrs. B, or whatever her name is, was so dumb that she couldn't tell her ass from third base. Her arguments for Prop 9 are totally unsupported. Stating that we should have year-round daylight savings time to save energy has absolutely nothing to do with the state income tax. Mrs. B has a rather short memory anyway, since I recall in 1974 during the Arab oil embargo, when daylight savings was enacted, I guess it was late winter, that hundreds of parents were screaming that their children were going to school in the dark. There was very little public support for daylight savings then, and I can assure you that we had an election today to decide on year-round daylight savings. That it would lose by a landslide. Also, you obviously don't know where other states get their revenue which have lower income and or state sales tax. Anybody with any brains can figure out that Nevada, with a relatively small population, generates an enormous amount of revenue through legalized gambling. And Alaska. Have you ever heard of the Alaska Native Claims Act? And what about all the oil they export? And in Florida, where they have a relatively low income tax and sales tax, they have enormous user fees on many services we get here in California for free. Also, here in California, we have almost no toll roads. Why don't you take a trip cross country and find out how many quarters you have to give up just to get from here to New York? Proposition 9 will have a devastating effect on higher education, not to mention local governments. Local governments have been relying on the state since Proposition 13, wiped out most of their revenue. Prop 9 will be like pouring salt over the wound. It will be hurting the people which need government services the most. Prop 9 may actually cost Californians money by losing many matching funds from the federal government. Plus, you will be paying more federal taxes since you don't have much state tax to deduct off your federal income tax. If anything else, we should wait and see how Proposition 13 will run its course and see how the GAN spending limit initiative works, which was passed, unfortunately, last year. So all I could say, if you want buckled streets, high tuition in public colleges, higher bus fares, fewer government services, and a higher crime rate, then vote yes on Proposition 9. But if you analyze and research the facts and find out who saves the most and who loses the most, a no vote on 9 can only be the logical choice. Anyway, Mrs. B, trying to influence people by leaving your pitch for Proposition 9 on every comment line in town is rather tacky. I'm sure this comment line isn't here just to give people free political advertising. Anyway, you won't reach very many people this way. But the few you do, you may get mad. If I were you, I wouldn't decide to do this again. Thank you.
Paul calling 608. Sunday, I'd just like to make a fast comment on a comment by someone about the taxes and voting yes on Proposition 9. Well, I just called up somebody in Texas. And they say they do pay income tax. It sounds like you said they didn't pay them. And then you say Oregon doesn't have sales tax, which is right, but they have to pay more of an income tax to make up for that. So it's really they're not losing anything or gaining anything. No, people are gaining things. Other people are just visiting the state. That's about it. Goodbye.
Really been fun, hasn't it?
It's been a lot of fun. Hey, I'm mad. I'm never coming back to the studio again. There's thieves around here. Remember the money he gave me at the beginning? Listen to this. That's not no 50 pennies there. You're talking about 3 or 4.
That's 14 cents. I give you 14 cents.
I think you rug stole the first time when I dropped it. This is ridiculous. Hey,
Hey, Ron!
Ron, my money. Ron, your phone's ringing. I'll answer it. It's some idiot or something calling you up. Hey, I hope you people listen to more Dual Face tapes, and I think that you'll enjoy it. I know you want to join next week since I won't be on it, but that's the way it goes. And one more thing. Barney Fife's here, too. But where he is, I don't know.
Get out of the closet, Barney.
I'm sorry, my voice is hoarse. You'll have to forgive me. That's why I did no Barney Fife this time. Go ahead.
Okay, it's my turn. I gotta say something.
Say something!
All right. Don't have to clap after
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Shut up. This is my show. Listen, I want to tell you thank you very much. I just did.
213-506-5757.
Listen to him.
213-506-4848. 213-984-1800. 213-877-9910.
Doing it for you. Listen, now that I have a free word here, I still find it.